Welcome to the Process Breakdown Podcast, where we talk about streamlining and scaling operations of your company, getting rid of bottlenecks, and giving your employees all the information they need to be successful at their jobs. Now, let's get started with the show.
Hi, Chad Franzen here, co-host of the Process Breakdown Podcast, where we talk about streamlining and scaling operations of your company, getting rid of bottlenecks, and giving your staff everything they need to be successful at their jobs. Past guests include David Allen of Getting Things Done, Michael Gerber of The E-Myth, and many more. This episode is brought to you by Sweet Process. Have you had team members ask you the same questions over and over again, and this is the 10th time you've spent explaining it? There's a better way and a solution. Sweet Process is a software that makes it drop-dead easy to train and onboard new staff and save time with existing staff. Not only do universities, banks, hospitals, and software companies use them, but first responder government agencies use them in life or death situations to run their operations. Use Sweet Process to document all the repetitive tasks that eat up your precious time, so you can focus on growing your team and empowering them to do their best work. Sign up for a free 14-day trial, no credit card required. Go to sweetprocess.com, sweet like candy, S-W-E-E-T, process.com. My guest today is Jeff Green, a founding attorney at JJC Attorneys at Law. Jeff is a trial lawyer dedicated to helping individuals with serious injuries. Born in New Orleans and an LSU alum, Jeff has made a significant impact in the legal field since he began his career representing corporate clients before transitioning to advocate for those injured by negligence. He prides himself on achieving substantial verdicts and settlements while maintaining a strong commitment to listening to his clients' needs. Jeff, thanks so much for joining me today. How are you?
Thank you. Great. Thank you for the kind introduction too, Chad.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, tell me a little bit more about JJC, Attorneys at Law. How did it come about? What do you guys do?
So 5 years ago, I left the firm I'd been with for 9 years, sort of with the mission of doing things our way. To give people the time of day to litigate in a aggressive but not hostile manner, to sort of build bridges instead of burn them, and to practice difficult, to take on difficult things, but to do it in an ethical manner, and you know, when we present in front of judges, to make sure people understand that it's a firm that does things the right way. And along the way, I partnered up with two people who just exemplify that completely, Jimmy Courtney and Casey Peterson, both of whom had been at other firms as well. I think all three of us had sort of taken things that we really liked about our other firms and maybe a couple things that we wanted to do a little differently, and we brought it together. Now we have a practice that does a lot of federal court work. We try big cases in state court, and we get brought in by other attorneys to work their cases with them. And we just, again, we just pride ourselves on competent, ethical, hardworking representation.
So what would you say kind of your mission is with JJC?
You know, that's funny. We were just talking about that. Our mission is to provide superior representation to the people who need it, to take sort of like 100-person or 1,000-person defense firm, whatever it may be, and be able to give people that level of service with 10 attorneys. And I'll tell you, I know we're here today, we're going to talk about Sweet Process, but one of the ways we do it is by, we make a procedure for every little thing we do. And that allows us to onboard folks, and it allows us to all be on the same page about how we send out a letter and how we address the court and how long an extension we provide to opposing counsel. And by sort of putting all these things in one place, we're able to distill our mission into these procedures that really sort of define us. And Sweet Process has been instrumental. We have been using it for 5 years, and we use it every day.
Okay, well, you just answered like five of my questions there. So what how many people do you have working for JJC at this time?
So we're about 15 people right now. We have a very steady workforce. We have very little turnover, but we are we're always looking to add, because it feels like the more we do, the more work comes in, and we're constantly not overwhelmed, but we're constantly busy, and so we're always seeking to find like-minded folks who want to come in, who want to work hard, and who want to do things the right way.
So I've talked to a number of people who have been kind of been advocates of Sweet Process. You are the first law firm, you know, the first attorney who utilizes it. What caused you to feel like you needed to find something like Sweet Process?
So I'll give a shout out real quick to a guy named Ernie Svensson, Ernie the attorney, whom I did some classes with way back when I went out on my own. And, you know, one of his guiding principles, and you mentioned Michael Gerber, of course. I've read The E-Myth Revisited. I've read, you know, sort of all the business books, some of which are fantastic, some of which are maybe not as great. But I think one of the central points you get if you read those books and then you kind of take them into your day-to-day is that you get asked the same questions over and over again. Mm-hmm. And if you are constantly expending your sort of decision-making processes on like, how do I answer this question and how do I do this? It gets exhausting. And so the reason we went to something like Sweet Process is because Ernie Svensson recommends it. And I think very highly of Ernie. And it was a convenient way for us to make decision trees and then to take procedures for different types of situations and lump them all into a process. So for instance, we're a law firm that generally represents plaintiffs. And the way you start a lawsuit is by either filing a complaint or a petition in state court. So we'll have a whole set of processes regarding how to start a lawsuit. And if you go there, there's like 30 procedures nestled under that. And it's like, you know, have you made sure this defendant is correct? Here are the places that you would check to make sure this defendant's correct. Have you made sure you're in the right, we call them parishes in Louisiana, but mm-hmm. like a county, are you filing in the right county? If you're filing in federal court, have you made sure to establish subject matter jurisdiction in your pleadings? Because if you haven't, you're out. And it's all these things, they can be a minefield if you haven't set them out properly for all your folks to have that sort of institutional knowledge every time they go to do a task.
So you didn't really, so you really weren't using anything prior to Sweet Process. And then Ernie kind of pointed you to it. And how has that kind of changed your life?
Well, so when you say I wasn't using anything, I was using Microsoft Word.
Okay.
Sort of writing procedures down in that. And Sweet Process is much better because mm-hmm. the interface is much better because it's all stored in the cloud. You can access it anywhere, of course, like your typical app. How's it made my life better? It's we have a rule around the office that if there is not a procedure for something, you create one. Mm. And if someone makes a mistake and there wasn't a procedure for it, that's not their fault. That's our fault because we have not provided the proper guidance. And so looking at things from that perspective, it gives our folks, everyone that works with us, I think one, a sense of ownership because they know if there's no procedure for how to subpoena a doctor at this particular hospital who can be a little prickly with lawyers, then they better create one. The first time they do it, they're going to go through. And I was looking at some of our stuff in preparation for today. Sorry, I keep moving around. I sit on a medicine ball because I've had back surgery
oh, nice.
Before.
Good idea.
But so if they have not done that before and they learned a good way to do it, they create a procedure. And now they are personally responsible for keeping it up to date. And they are personally responsible for the way we do things in this office because everybody comes with some institutional knowledge, wherever they come from. We don't claim to know the best way to do anything, but we do take the best of what we see and try to distill it into ours. And so by doing that, this is our repository of everything all 15 of us know from wherever we all came from.
You know, that's kind of interesting. I talk to a lot of people about Sweet Process, this type of interview, and they talk about how it saved them time. But you it sounds like Sweet Process has almost helped you guys develop almost more of a systems mindset where things are just more efficient in general, whether you have Sweet Process or not, because you're kind of like dialing everything into a process for everything.
Yeah, I mean, right, exactly, for everything, because some processes are about how to decide, and some processes are about here's a form, and some processes are about here's what you need to do. Here's the steps you need to jump through before you do this. And so you can break most of your repeatable tasks down into those processes. And then, of course, if you can break it into a process, you can automate it too. And so that's where the time saving comes in. It starts with having a very clear picture of how something's going to go. And then it ends with, Now that we have a clear picture of all 10 steps, here's how we can automate five of them. And so that's where the time saving comes in. And again, it's not just time, it's you're saving brain power. Instead of having to decide what parish you're going to file a lawsuit in, you're deciding whether or not you should allege, you know, their subject matter jurisdiction or something more esoteric than something more basic.
Has it changed your onboarding process?
Absolutely, because everything we have is right here. And so let's say you come on and you're a paralegal. The first thing we're going to say is, well, listen, if you're doing litigation work, you need to go through our processes for how to file a lawsuit, because that's pretty important. And here's our processes for how to answer discovery when it comes in, because we have pretty strict rules. There's a lot of law firms, when they get discovery, it sort of gets put on the back burner and they say, that's not going to make me any money doing it. We take the opposite approach. If you send us discovery, we want it back to you before it's due so you can properly evaluate our case and report it up the chain and hopefully get authority to get it settled. And so we'll say, here's all the discovery processes. Here's all the litigation processes. I want you to go through those. I want you to tell me if you don't like something. If you're doing something better at your old place, let us know and let's talk about it. See if we can either meld or change ours. So that is our onboarding process now. A big part of it is going through the different processes for the different types of work you're going to be doing.
What is the what's kind of the next big goal that you guys have at JJC?
So we one of our goals is always, we are the lawyers that try cases. We are not the law firm that settles everything that comes in our door. And so on the horizon, we always have a trial that as a firm we are focused on. We have one of those in January. This year, our goal is always to have verdicts, and we've got a couple already this year. So it's been a good year in that respect. And you know, we have a goal for reviews. We're, you know, 90 something 5-star reviews. We're a small firm. We're not out soliciting reviews all the time. Most of the time, people just leave them. But our goal is always to, you know, 5-star service to every single client, and to make sure we're posting a couple of verdicts on the wall at all times, because we feel like that helps our clients get better results in the cases we settle, knowing that they have lawyers who are competent enough to go to court, stand before a judge and jury, and really give them a fair shake.
What makes a good trial attorney?
Well, that's a really good question. I think the answer to that question is someone who's introspective enough to really get to know themselves and to be comfortable with themselves, because I think all of us have strengths and weaknesses. And the worst trial attorney is the one who gets up in front of the jury and tries to be something he's not, whether he's trying to flash a fancy watch and pretend like he's been here before when he hasn't, or, you know, whether she is not confident about the rules of evidence. And so she argues them really hard in front of the jury. And, you know, that it starts with know thyself. You know, I think that's really where it starts. For me, that journey started at Trial Lawyers College a long time ago, which I'm a huge fan of, and which I think is a great resource for any trial lawyer.
How can people find out more about you guys at JJC Attorneys at Law?
jjclaw.com. It's jjclaw.com. It looks like JJ Claw. Gotcha. So we've made koozies that say JJ Claw and stuff. It's funny. Sometimes you'll be on the phone with somebody and they'll say, yeah, your email address is jeff@jjclaw, right? Correct. But jjclaw.com. That's who we are. That's what we do. And yeah, that's it.
Okay. Awesome. So given everything we've talked about, if somebody's kind of looking to streamline operations, what's your recommendation for them?
Yeah, I would start with Sweet Process. And I've told multiple of my friends that, and I've actually, another great feature about Sweet Process is I can download all of my procedures, export them all to Word or PDF, and then send ones to friends of mine with similar law firms, because I think, you know, it helps them get started too. And then when they see that, and they see the decision trees that you get, and the checklists and all that stuff, they go, oh yeah, this is such a good value. You know, I mean, compared to all the software as a service stuff we pay for on a regular basis, Sweet Process is such a great value. That's where I'd start.
Okay, awesome. Hey, Jeff, great to talk to you today. Thanks so much for your time.
Likewise. Thanks, Chad.
So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Process Breakdown Podcast. Before you go, quick question. Do you want a tool that makes it easy to document processes, procedures, and/or policies for your company so that your employees have all the information they need to be successful at their job? If yes, sign up for a free 14-day trial of Suite Process. No credit card is required to sign up. Go to sweetprocess.com, sweet like candy, and process like process.com. Go now to sweetprocess.com and sign up for your risk-free 14-day trial.
Hi, this is Owen, the CEO and co-founder here at Suite Process. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast interview, actually, you know what I want you to do? Go ahead and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. That way we get more people aware of, you know, the good stuff that you get here on this podcast. Again, go on to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Looking forward to reading your review. Have a good day.